Well, good morning, everyone. This is Will Kautz, and I want to start off by thanking Eric for inviting me to lead the call. You know, our daily 15-minute motivational call's purpose is to put you in the best mindset to have an outstanding day. It's better than a cup of coffee, and I think it's better than a cup of coffee because coffee dissipates, and you can absorb this and retain it, use it forever. Today's topic is stories. And how am I going to put you in a better mindset with stories, by telling stories? Well, I'm not. You see, I'm going to share some ideas and some stories, and what I think is going to put you in the best mindset is your attitude towards the ideas and the stories. You know, never let go of the fact that you are always in control of the day that you're going to have. And I think a great example of that is the fact that you're all on this call. 7:45 in the morning, we're starting our day out, and we have an intention to create the best day possible. So we do things that support that. You know, our attitude towards any information or experience impacts our mindset. So why do we use stories? How do we use stories? How not to support a story, and the power of stories? Those are the four questions I'm going to answer or address this morning. So why use stories? Well, I use stories because I believe that if I can get someone to spontaneously laugh, I can win them over. And in sales, that's building trust and rapport. You know, many times sitting in an appointment, I'll break stride and ask a couple of personal questions. You know, just I'm sitting in someone's office or in a conference room, and I'm talking about what they need, why did they invite me here, what are they trying to accomplish, and then just break stride, if I'm in their office, I can see what they have on their shelves, on their desk, and, you know, just change the momentum a little. You know, if you've been talking and you've got a good conversation going, feel free to stop and you know, I see your kids are in soccer. You know, how long have you been playing soccer? Yeah, I coached the league last week, or the league last week. I coached the team last year, and that's another way to solidify rapport. You know, you're covering business, but showing interest in them personally builds trust and rapport. Maybe you tell a story. Maybe you find out, you know, that their social style is a little more of an expressive social style. And if you break stride, ask a personal question, something about their kids or something, a picture on a wall or something, they're going to follow you and they might tell you a story. So using stories, we can find out about the people we're going to be working with, the people who we're trying to earn business from. Now, why use stories? Well, third-party credibility. Now, I've been part of the Eric Lofholm community since 2007, taking part in each step of the protégé process to the point where I'm now a master trainer. Well, it's a journey. You know, one of Eric's distinctions is stay in the conversation. And I can attest to that. When you stay in the conversation, over time, good things happen. There was a point in time around 2008 where Eric was doing his one-day free seminar down in San Diego. And I went, took a lot of notes, got a lot out of it. There was some stuff going on in my life. And I hung around afterwards because I didn't have anywhere else to be. And, you know, in an event like that, people are always asking Eric questions and talking to him and stuff, and I kind of hung back in the wings a little bit, and then as the crowd dissipated and stuff, I walked up, and you know, he saw me walk up, he looked at me and said hi, and I was like, you know, do you have some time afterwards to talk? I've got some things that I want to run by you. And he said, yeah, sure, just hang out, we can talk. And so he finished up, and then we walked over, sat on a couch in the, you know, kind of off of the hotel lobby, and we're sitting there talking, and this is what I know about Eric. He really does listen well. You can see it in his eyes. You can see it in his body language. He's got good body language for listening. You know, he shows an interest. And then based on what I shared with him, he had some pertinent feedback. It was good. And from then on, staying in the conversation had a new meaning for me. And I'm telling you this story for two reasons. It's a good example of a story. But second, if you're new to the 745 call or the Eric Waffle community, let me encourage you to stay in the conversation. It's a great community. People care. And you'll get a lot out of it. And we'll get a lot from your sharing. You know, it's not just business. That's the beautiful thing about social media, is that we can take business and we can make it a little more personal. You know, Eric's got some people working for him, and within Eric's office, Thomas Parkinson's my trainer, and you know, I could say the same thing for Thomas. I've had conversations with him, and he listens well, he cares, and he gives you good feedback. You know, and then outside of the office, in the community itself, there's a fellow that I've talked to a few times. His name's Bailey. I tell you, I like talking to Bailey. He's got a lot of energy, and he's a very open, honest and humble guy. I mean, he lays it out there. We're talking about stuff, and he'll just tell me stuff like this was going on or that was going on, and he sincerely wants my feedback on it. That is a huge compliment from a peer. You know, like I said, this is a good community. So if you're new to the community, stick with it. Plan to be around a while. You'll get a lot out of it, and we're looking forward to receiving what you have to offer. Now, how to use stories. Well, stories are, they take timing. They're really powerful. They take timing. So, you know, if you're talking with a customer and you're talking about products and what they need, or maybe you broke stride and you're talking about something personal, don't bring in a story that you know really well that's 180 degrees off topic or not relevant. You'll mess up your flow there. So timing is important. Believable, you know? If you share a personal story, you know, you don't have anything to worry there. It's a personal story. It's going to be believable. But sometimes, if you get a little creative, you can make up a story to make a point. Make it believable. That works very well. Okay, so timing, how to use stories. Watch your timing, make it believable. If it's not a personal one, if you're actually making it up, make it believable and keep it relevant. Now, how not to support a story. Now, you know, this might be a little funny. It is funny to me today because it happened a long time ago and it happened to me. So I hope you find a little humor in it. But it also makes a good point of how not to support a story. You see, a long time ago, I had a sales manager, and I set an appointment, and he went with me on the appointment. And if you knew the sales manager, you would know that he's a very monotone talker. He's a very stoic individual. Well, we went into this appointment, and it was he and I and the prospect. And we're sitting there, and we're talking, and he's talking, and he's talking. And I tried to get some input into the conversation, but I wasn't able to. But he's talking, and then my eyes, I couldn't keep my eyes open for nothing. I mean, I literally nodded off in the middle of this appointment. Three people in this little small conference room that had no air conditioning, I nodded off. I mean, I was all but snoring. You know, needless to say, we didn't get the sale. But how not to support a story? Find a way to stay engaged, even if you have to interject. If it's obviously don't talk over your prospect, but if it's a sales manager like that or another person that you're selling with, stay engaged. Find a way to keep your eyes open, you know, kick yourself under the table or something. You know, so be prepared, have things to say. The power of stories. You know, we can use stories to impact our mindset, our attitude, and our outcomes. You know, and in any situation in life, we can gain something. And if you've been in sales for a long time, you know that even the roughest of times produces something good. You know, there have been many times where in the sales process, I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be a good one. Looks like I'm going to get it. And then I don't hear from the prospect. I leave message after message after message. Send an email, send a text if I happen to have their cell phone. Hey, just checking in, want to see, did you get the proposal? No response, dead air for weeks. My anxiety starts going up, and I start to get disappointed. And then because I start to get disappointed, I'm thinking about that and getting a little frustrated instead of picking up the phone. And calling and finding more people to talk to. And what I have found is that when I push through that experience and I pick up the phone and I talk to people anyway, I end up getting a phone call from that prospect that I didn't hear from. And, oh, yeah, we were going through this. We had all these quarter-end whatever stuff, and I've been buried for the last 2 weeks. Sorry I didn't call you back. Has that happened to you? If it has, then you know. If it hasn't, then you will know, because it will happen. So the power of stories can play, don't they play a game with our own heads, and we're the only one part of the story sometimes? You know, it's only us, me, myself, and I, between those 6 inches. It's all my story and all your story. You know, it's what we're experiencing all by ourselves. We have to make sure to control those stories so that we can stay focused on our goals, our outcomes. So with that, I just want to remind you that you have greatness inside of you, and you can write your story to confirm that to yourself. So have a fantastic day. Write another fantastic story, and we'll talk to you soon.